Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Democratic presidential nominations may still be up in the air, but preparations for the party's 2020 nominating convention are very much underway here in Milwaukee. Thousands of Democratic Party officials will gather in July to decide who will face off against President Donald Trump in November. Milwaukee was chosen to host the DNC over three other finalist cities 2 years ago. Now that the first votes have been cast in the nominating process, we're going to re-examine some of the reasons why Milwaukee might have been chosen to host the convention. Christopher B. Mann co-authored the paper, Where Do Campaigns Matter? The Impact of National Party Convention Location. It appeared in the Journal of Politics in 2014. He spoke with Like Effect's Julian Haida, who started by asking why Milwaukee is a logical choice for the 2020 DNC.
Milwaukee does make sense. Wisconsin is an important state, and the research that my colleagues and I did found that when the DNC hosts their convention, in that media market, we would expect a positive effect for the DNC, as long as that media market, in general terms, leans towards the Democrats, and the Milwaukee media market certainly does that. So while there might be other sites that you could argue might also be good choices, Milwaukee is certainly a very sensible choice from a tactical point of view if the Democrats want to cash in on this historical pattern. Of course, historical pattern is no guarantee, but probably the logic behind the choice of Milwaukee.
Sure. But, I mean, there's a lot of cities that skew Democratic, but, you know, people were somewhat surprised. I mean, I wouldn't say entirely surprised, but somewhat surprised that Wisconsin turned red in 2016 or went so kind of overwhelmingly red. So even though Milwaukee and the media market that makes up this, you know, southeast corner of Wisconsin is certainly, you know, pretty Democratic, it does it have an effect on how things go statewide?
One of the important things about our research is that we're looking at the media market and not the whole state. So earlier research had looked at the state and found little, if any, evidence that hosting a convention was moving statewide numbers. But most conventions are held in big cities and big states, and so they're, you know, a local effect wouldn't necessarily be seen statewide. And what we see is an effect that will be on the order of a couple of percentage points from Milwaukee in the Milwaukee media market. That will be even less when it's sort of spread across the statewide totals, all the places in Wisconsin that are not part of the Milwaukee media market. It's an opportunity to maybe take advantage and get this boost in a state that is close, has been close in presidential elections and close in lots of other elections. And, you know, every advantage is something that, the parties seek. And so it makes sense from that point of view.
Sure. And in that regard, the size of the media market, because you're studying media markets, makes sense here. I mean, I think of the 2016 DNC, which happened in Philadelphia, and Pennsylvania has a few different media markets that are heavily Democratic, but here in Wisconsin, there's pretty much just this really big one around Milwaukee, another one kind of by Madison, but they're kind of close by. So it seems like the balance is there, whereas in other states, the Democratic representation is a little more of a patchwork.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Democrats picked Philadelphia. It's the largest media market in Pennsylvania for 2016. They picked Milwaukee, which is the largest media market, as well as the most Democratic-friendly media market in terms of past voting history. And when you compare Milwaukee to some other cities, the media market as a share of Wisconsin is bigger than we see in other states, right? Philadelphia, while it's the largest, is not as disproportionately large because you have Pittsburgh and a variety of other sort of small and medium-sized markets in Pennsylvania. And you could go through a number of other swing states, right? Your neighbors across Lake Michigan and to the north and the UP, right? Michigan has many more media markets. It's harder to have as big a share as you would potentially capitalize this benefit in Wisconsin by coming to Milwaukee.
Sure. And they're also farther apart there, whereas here it's kind of concentrated.
Yes.
So I'm also curious, I mean, you researched the effect that Democratic conventions have and Republican conventions. And for some reason, the Republican conventions don't have the same effect as the Democratic conventions. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, they're not wildly different effects. What we see is primarily an effect on persuasion, and we see both a, you know, positive effect in places that lean towards the party hosting the convention and a backlash effect in areas that already lean against the convention. What's really striking about the Democrats is this is a much steeper difference. The Democrats get bigger benefits where they get benefits, and they get bigger backlash where they get backlash. But what this adds up to, when you think about cities, is that most city centers are very strongly Democratic, and the suburbs tend to move into swing areas, and the large proportion of the big urban area media markets are leaning Democratic. That's part of why Democrats get a big boost. What we don't know is why this sort of, it's a much steeper line, if you will, where Democrats get a stronger benefit and a stronger backlash than the Republicans do. That may be the nature of the party. It may be way in which nominees resonate, or something about the way the parties present themselves at the convention. We've certainly been curious about that and thought about it a little bit, but we didn't identify anything that we could confidently say was a pattern that defines why the Democratic convention has this stronger local effect than the Republican convention.
Sure. And when you say that there's an inverse effect for the party voting against the one that is hosting the convention with regards to Wisconsin, I mean, following your theory, would you then say that we can predict, in some senses, a smaller Republican voter turnout in Wisconsin come November?
So we tried to separate the phenomenon of turnout, that is mobilizing people who might not otherwise vote, versus persuading people who were deciding between the two parties. And so what we would expect to see here is that in the red counties within the Milwaukee media market, they'll be a little bit redder. The blue counties will be a little bit bluer. And the net effect of that, because Milwaukee is so much larger, when you add this up in cumulatively across the media market of Milwaukee as the host city, that should advantage the Democrats because they get a boost of several percentage points in those, you know, from those Democrats in the area. And they, the trade-off is they lose, you know, some more people in other areas that might be leaning Republican, shifting towards Republican. But the net is a blue boost when you add up everything in the entire media market.
Sure. So it's a matter of density and the kind of rule of thumb that more dense areas, urban areas, tend to skew more Democratic.
Yeah. When you add things up, that is why it comes out to be a net benefit to the Democrats. In Milwaukee, you're obviously much more interested in the Democratic convention. But if you were hosting the Republican convention, right, it would almost be dangerous. The effects are weaker for that Republican convention, but there would be more support from Republican-leaning areas for Republicans, but there would also be more votes for Democrats. And because there are so many more Democrats, hosting the Republican convention is actually, according to the historical pattern, to the Democrats' advantage. If I were having a conversation with your colleagues down in Charlotte, North Carolina, we would be talking about the risk to the Republicans of increasing the Democratic vote share in Charlotte. That is a larger, you know, cumulative increase than any benefit they get from increasing Republicans in the suburban and rural areas around Charlotte that are part of the Charlotte media market.
Yeah, and that's really fascinating because, I mean, conventions are huge events. I mean, here in Milwaukee, it's not an exception. I mean, conventions for a long time have been held in sports stadiums, convention centers. You need tons of hotels. You need tons of infrastructure. And places that have this kind of infrastructure tend to be blue.
They tend to be blue in those big cities. And you know, one of the mechanisms that my colleagues and I who did this research point to is exactly all this attention, the local media attention, the word of mouth, the way it changes the sort of civic excitement about what's going on to host a big convention like this. That's different than holding a trade show because there's the national media attention and the spotlight on Milwaukee, where Milwaukee wants to show off. It's a huge civic opportunity to be in the spotlight like this, where all the major news networks will be there and they'll be covering it, showing the beautiful lakefront in Milwaukee and all the other great things that are going on as part of their coverage. So, it's a tremendous opportunity. What my colleagues and I have said is that if you're the Republicans because of this risk, they're almost better off holding their convention in a state that's either safely red or safely blue, where it's not likely to tip the balance statewide for the Electoral College. States like Wisconsin or North Carolina, where they're hosting the Republicans are hosting their convention, right? There's a risk in doing it there. Whereas if you did it in a state that wasn't sort of in play, that local effect might not be enough. We're not talking about huge effect, but in a state as close as Wisconsin or a state as close as North Carolina, it might be enough to tip the balance in favor of the Democrats for hosting their convention in Milwaukee, and less so, but still a real possibility, tipping North Carolina against President Trump because of what happens in the Charlotte media market.
And the kind of diversity of it. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Lake Effect on WWM 89.7 FM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Julian Haida. We're talking with Christopher Mann. He co-wrote the paper, Where Do Campaigns Matter? The Impact on National Party Convention Location, which appeared in the Journal of Politics in 2014. We're talking a little bit about how conventions affect the local voting dynamics. And I'm curious, do you think or do you know that the party leadership, whether it be the Democrats, the Republicans, or any of the other parties, behind closed doors, do they make the kinds of considerations that we're talking about? I mean, how actively do they consider where to place their conventions?
Before we did this research, they certainly considered it in general terms. We looked at what they had said publicly and looked at, historical documents about the presidential nomination process and debates about where to put the convention. It's pretty clear that people were thinking about this as an opportunity to highlight and impact those states and thinking about it. Since we wrote this article, my colleagues and I have had conversations with various party officials that suggest that they were aware of it going into 2016. I don't want to claim too much of an impact, but I think the conversation continues that they can have an impact, that this does matter to each of the parties and their prospects for the presidential nominee.
Right. And I mean, all of the think pieces that came out of 2016, all of the kind of post-mortem analysis that came out seem to have pointed out to dropping the ball on Michigan and Wisconsin in particular.
Yeah, it's unsurprising to see Wisconsin, right? For the Democrats, there's a lot of talk about the path back through the industrial Midwest. And Wisconsin is right at the front of that list. So it's unsurprising that that was the region that Democrats wanted to go to make their case to the voters, right? There's a lot of symbolism about being there beyond that local effect. We point out in our research, that there's a longstanding pattern that the conventions provide a boost to each of the nominees as they occur, and that's as people tune in and what they see. But I'm sure we can expect the Democrats to highlight a lot of the kinds of themes that are important to voters in the Midwest, because in order to assemble an electoral college coalition, the backdrop of being in Milwaukee and what it means to be a major Midwestern city is going to be part of what they want to convey, not just to local voters, but to voters throughout the Midwest and throughout the country.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that Houston was a finalist to host the 2020 DNC, and a lot there seems to be this divide also among the Democratic Party as to whether or not you focus on the Midwest or do you focus on Latino and Black communities in the South, flipping Texas, for example. And it seems to be they've fallen on the kind of the forgotten man of the Midwest with this convention decision.
Yeah, and I think there was also some discussion of the fact that hosting the convention in Texas, right, if there is a bump from hosting the convention there that's felt at the local and state level, Texas is a big reach. If it had been somewhere else in the Southwest, in Colorado, which is a very competitive state, or Arizona, which the Democrats are trying to make competitive, right, frankly, those cities might have been stronger contenders against Milwaukee with the argument of the path to the White House run through an electoral college strategy built around the Southwest as opposed to the Midwest. But for reasons that I don't claim any special insight into, but the case for the Midwest seems to have won out in that debate about where to host the convention, and thus it's in your fair city.
Well, it's really fascinating, your research. And I want to ask one last question. You know, given the fact that looking forward at elections, all we have to go on is historical data. So in your paper, you reference Florida. Florida in 2000. Everybody knows what happens in Florida in 2000. Pretty much decided the election that year. Do you think that changing where the convention location could have been that year could have determined the path of the last 20 years with regards to who's president?
Florida is certainly a case that we pointed to where the election is close enough that one party or the other hosting their convention in Florida, the effects that we would expect from any of several major cities in Florida would be enough to tilt the balance. The problem with that claim is that, just about anything could have tilted the balance in Florida. but, it does give you the sense, and it's not out of the realm of possibility to project a state like Wisconsin being, maybe not 500 votes, but a few thousand votes where the net benefit of, say, 7, 8, maybe 10,000 votes to the Democrats' advantage from hosting the convention in Milwaukee might be enough to make a difference in a razor-thin outcome. You have certainly seen outcomes that have been approaching that level of closeness at the statewide level in Wisconsin. So it makes sense for the Democrats to go someplace where this might be enough to tip the balance and where they want every single vote because they expect the state to be razor-thin.
So these decisions are made in part on historical precedent and statistics and in part alchemy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the art and the science, always.
Fascinating. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Christopher Mann is a political scientist at Skidmore College. He spoke with Lakefex Julian Haida.